This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Arus Academy is a social enterprise that's won multiple awards, including My Harapan Hope and Golden Hearts. What kickstarted this company or social enterprise was the support from Magic when they managed to secure 50,000 ringgit of grants and to expand their work. Now, how is Arus Academy changing our education landscape? We have Daniel Russell, co-founder of Arus Academy, who came all the way from Penang to tell us more. And you were previously in Teach for Malaysia under its two-year teaching fellowship program before setting Arus Academy. During your stint there, what have you discovered?
Through the 2 years experience that I had in Teach for Malaysia, I realized that the kind of things that the students are learning wasn't really meaningful to them. It was really dry, like really bland, and you know, students don't take much interest in it because it's something that they know they should learn but never knew why exactly. So taking experiences from the fellowship, we thought that, you know, we could try and redesign how kids learn, how students learn in classrooms and their experiences in the classroom.
But what triggered you to join Teach for Malaysia?
I had a short experience on how school is like when I was in university. I joined this group called University Peer Group. It's like Pembimbing Rakan Sebaya kind of club there. And we do a lot of charity projects, community work, and we go to the villages. And then that's where I actually saw how is it like in schools, in the rural areas, in the places where they don't really get much access to information or into, you know, like new things that are happening in education. Seeing the effects of that and seeing how the students learn, you know, it made me realize that there's more that needs to be done for them.
And it's also a setback for us as a country when, you know, our younger generation are not learning enough.
Yes.
So what is Arus Academy then?
So Arus Academy is trying to introduce a different approach in learning and a different approach in delivering education to students in Malaysia, where we focus a lot on hands-on making, project-based learning and integrated learning in a student's education. So they don't expect to be learning a particular subject, but they expect to learn topic or an idea, and it's all integrated within multiple subjects.
How is this different, though?
So, for example, like what we are trying to do right now is we are trying to get the students to follow a story. Let's say it's like a space kind of story. Mm. And the students go through like, oh, you know, the world started with the Big Bang and, you know, things came to form the universe and stuff like that. And along the way, we actually try to put in learning objectives that are actually already in their syllabus, but we arrange it in our story. So it's not following the arrangement of the syllabus. We're just plugging in the objectives and the learning outcomes from there into the story. So, for example, conservation of energy and mass. You know, that's how the Big Bang is, like converting energy into mass. So they get to see the relevance, the meaning behind the principle in the story. And then maybe along the way, probably a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of biology. So it's not really like purely just on physics or just maths, but a mix of all,
And the reason why it's a social enterprise is because you serve the underprivileged children.
Yeah.
So why the focus on a specific marginalized people?
We realized that this group of students, they could have had opportunities if they were in a better school with better access. But because, you know, like from the streaming and all this, you know, they were placed in a school that's really low ranked, and schools with low rankings generally do not get that much support. And they're always trying to do things on par with other better schools with one hand tied behind. So it's kind of difficult. And, you know, trying to deliver a quality education that the students deserve in this kind of schools is really difficult for the school. So we're here to complement what the schools are doing. We're here to try and, like, bring wholesome learning to the students, you know, reminding them about the things that they have learned in school so that they can have better understanding of what they are learning so that they can be on par with their peers in better schools. Trying to bridge that gap and give them opportunities so they not only learn about integrated learning, they also do a little bit of like programming, coding, do a little bit of electronics and robotics. So we try to mix as much as we can among all these kind of elements so students have a very holistic way of learning.
And when you say complement, Arus Academy is an after-school program.
Yes, We have night classes, so the students come at night 4 times a week.
Any stories from the students?
Last year, we had students who came in with plans for what they want to do. For example, like after school, I plan to work part-time to earn some money and, you know, like finance whatever I want to spend on and things like that. And when we told him about Arus and we wanted him to join because we saw potential in him, and he slowly saw the value of what Arus is going to do for him, he actually told one of the teachers that he said that he didn't mind not earning a lot of money now so that in the future he could because of the things that he is learning in Arus. So that's one story. And we also have a student who aspires to be a prime minister. Yeah, and he's very proud of his ambition. And wherever he goes, if you ask him what's his ambition, he'll say, I want to be the prime minister of Malaysia. You know, he has plans of what he wants to do and stuff like that. He's very determined, and we like to see that the things that he learned in Arus, the skills that he develops, enhances himself to be more confident, to communicate well. And he is actually not a native English speaker, but when he came to Arus, he couldn't really speak English. And because of the way we run our classes that made them communicate and socialize among their peers, he grew more confident, and now he speaks a lot of English in Arus.
And when you're saying these students, what are their backgrounds like?
In terms of their socioeconomic background, I think the students are from the lower middle to the lower bracket of society.
Because when you're saying that you're trying to recruit a student who wanted to make money and buy things they want, it sounds like early days of Arus Academy is you have to acquire students. How do you manage to convince these kids to come to your centres? We'll find out more after this. We have Daniel Russell, co-founder of Arus Academy that's based in Penang. This is Open for Business, so stay with us. BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Today, we have Daniel Russell, who came all the way from Penang and co-founded a social enterprise called Arus Academy. You shared earlier some stories from the students, and there's one where you had to convince them to join your program. So I'm guessing the early days of Arus Academy, how did you manage to get these students onto your center?
So two of our co-founders are actually teachers in that particular school. And prior to starting Arus, they actually had initiatives happening in school. And one of them had this initiative called Project ACE. And in Project ACE is where the teacher tried to introduce robotics and coding and programming and all these kind of elements as an after-school program in school. And he actually got a group of students who have keen interest in this. Once we thought of starting Arus, that was our first choice of students of recruiting into Arus from that program. The teachers actually went and approached these students, you know, and asked them, are you interested if we had this thing happening outside of school? And so the students were actually selected based on, like, they were identified through all these programs that these teachers were doing in school.
Speaking of projects, you also run camps for students as well.
These camps are where we generate revenue because our after-school program is free for the students. So the camps are meant to generate revenue where we repackage what the students learn in the academy and we bring it out for external workshops like in community centres or in schools or even in our own Arus Academy shop lot, our premise where we run camps. And these are paid camps, so we charge at a premium.
And speaking of bringing in revenue, besides the camp, what are sort of other obstacles do you face to sustain these as a social enterprise?
Well, I think one of our major challenges is that we have found that there are a lot of opportunities for us down in KL since we're based in Penang. So logistically, it's very challenging to sort of meet that demand that KL is asking for. So that actually stretched us a little bit because it's just the four of us and two of our co-founders are still full-time teachers in school. For Felicia and I, the other co-founder, we have to like travel back and forth and things like that. So that is one of the challenges that we are facing that's really real. But during school holidays or, you know, like when there is no school, it's when we actually try to push more of our programs, especially in KL, so that we can meet these challenges.
Mm-hmm. And because I see that a lot of social enterprise in Malaysia specifically, they don't have a really strong business acumen to it, which means then their social enterprise is not sustainable, right? So what have you discovered through running Arus Academy?
I think the biggest takeaway from trying to run this social enterprise is that trying not to focus so much on the money part, because that actually sways your core principles, your core values of what you want to do. So we try our very best to stick to what we believe in and to stick to what we are. We realized that there were a lot of opportunities that came our way, but if we were to take it up, it would make us seem like not an after-school program anymore. It will run away from our vision, which is one day all kids will be innovators instead of consumers and inventors instead of users. If we do not fall into that, then we try to make our stand again, like, no, this is not for us. And although the money is good, but I think we should not pursue it. So that's what we tell people as well. If they actually approach us, we tell them what we are and what we do. And if it's not aligned, then I'm sorry, we just can't seem to work together in that sense. So we try to pursue things that are still aligned to us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, starting up as a social enterprise, because you're trying to establish an identity, and that is something that people will keep you accounted for.
No, and the fact that the after-school program is free, how are you sustaining yourself for 4 days a week?
Ideally, we would like to have the camps more often, but because of we are short of manpower right now, because it's just the four of us. So we have been working with external agencies. Right now, we are working very closely with MDEC, Multimedia Development Corporation, because they have a pilot program with the Ministry of Education, and they have sought us out to help develop modules for them because of their program in school that's related to what we do in Arus, where we create a learning that is integrated and has a story to it. So it draws from our experience from doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's based on technology. So we think that we still feel that it's very in line with what we do. So that is one project that actually helped us sustain ourselves apart from the camps.
You managed to secure 50,000 ringgit grant from MAGIC.
Yeah.
When you guys just started out. Tell us about that experience.
The Amplify Award for 2014 was the first ever award. At that time, MAGIC was still looking for social enterprises, and they thought that, you know, Arus would be a nice social enterprise to get on board with this award. So we applied for it, and we went through the interview, and thankfully we got it. And really, it's blessing actually that we have that support right at the beginning, which actually like pushed us, you know, to do more and encourage us that, you know, if someone like MAGIC sees potential in our social enterprise, you know, what more other, you know, potential funders or agencies or, you know, whatever companies, you know, that look to us. Mm-hmm. So that was really a blessing to us.
So where can potential people who would like to support Arus Academy, where can they find more information?
They can visit our website. It's arusacademy.org.my. And over there, we have listed our activities and how different people can help. Like if you want to volunteer, or if you would like to intern or work part-time with us, or even support us financially, or even through, you know, whatever means of experience that you have, you know, we welcome any help.
And one last thing is that Arus Academy is creating innovators and makers as well, because I read that students made vacuum cleaners, automatic whiteboard cleaners, yeah, anti-theft alarms, and tracking devices for women's handbags.
Yeah.
So many ideas just turning out of this one small center. So do visit them on their website. And thank you so much for your time, Daniel.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking to Daniel Russell, co-founder of Arus Academy, based in Penang. Check them out on their website. This is Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.